Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
What's up? We out here. It's Dallas, a.k.a. Salad. You know what's up. We out here keeping it real, spreading the love, live in studio, 95 BFM. Yeah. This is my debut single, Open Wound, available on all platforms. So I'm going to just go ahead and speak my mind. What's up? Yeah. See, I just want someone to hold me like my mother did. Nothing can replace the pain if all I do is cover it. So give me reason to find a piece of the part I'm missing. A little piece to be even, seeking some love and some type of worth. My mind is finding hurt when I fight the urges and hope that one day I'll realize that I'm finally worth it. I carry grief when my father was meant to carry me. Pain of his broken past became my path in reality. What's happening? Just want my parents and my presence. Life isn't always easy. I'm just grateful for the present. It's the greatest gift I've got. I'm just learning to preserve it. The search of some sort of purpose and belonging on this earth, yeah. I'm in reverse, losing grip and integrity. If it's going unnoticed, I need to fight for a better me and take whatever's thrown at me. Ride the wave with an open wound and grow some happiness balance from what I'm going through. Yeah, been on my own since I was 16. So much for our father, you don't miss me. But still it's hard to find forgiveness. The situation you put me in that pushed me over, you don't have control over me. I tell myself that I don't need you and I've made it this far. But to be honest, it's like every road I've taken is hard. And see, it's only getting harder. Had to raise myself, I see my standards getting higher. Gotta pace myself, that's when I struggle with my self-worth. Being by myself hurts. Absent parents, I'm looking out for myself first. It's not your fault because we both suffer. How can you make a man of me when I've got no mother? No hope is no love. But no matter the destination, I take whatever's given from the cards that lay in front of me and plan my next move. Can't afford to be complacent, working with what I've got and put my tools to best use. See, you've gotta understand what it means for me to be right here. Through all the sleepless nights awoken by these nightmares, step into some shoes that you normally wouldn't be walking and notice it doesn't fit right. Yeah. I'm holding grudges, still learning to close the open grave. Can't keep it buried if you're holding both a broken spade. And the anger that's stuck between emotional episodes as my focus is overthrown. So maybe think twice before you act. What you do will be set in stone. I wonder where the seconds go. Will the flowers ever grow? PS2 and Tekken 4, the ties that we had severed, bro. Memories of you and I before a life of broken homes had broken us. It's hard to understand, it's hard to open up. Just surround yourself with people that you know and love, and showing love is hard. It's not a part of what we got taught. You gotta get your head straight, yeah. It's not a lost cause. And now the doctors have got me on medication. Frustrated, I can't move on from the trauma and separation. The heavy loss I'm faced with, different day, same shit. Keep my shoulders up with the values I wasn't raised with. I know time tells me we heal, but we don't forget. There's no road out, see. The feeling when there's no defense, I walk the path and hope someday I'll find my way. Just gotta keep that grip tight for shit that I might face, the shit that I might face, yeah. What's up, 95 BFM? That was Open Wound, what's up? Yeah.
What an absolute introduction, Della. I feel. What a great way to start a set, like truly.
Man, we out here.
It's like you've like told the listeners who you are. What's going on?
Yeah, bro, that's like. That's why I started with that. I feel like it's just that's everything of who I am and where I came from, where I grew up, and you know, my fucker papa and shit. So that's just kind of that's who I am. So I guess thanks for listening if you're here.
If you want to text in as well, text in 5295.
What's up?
We got Dallas in studio, taking us to church, man. I was like, oh yeah, okay, this is gonna be chill. It's gonna be a fun set. We got the laptop. Gonna hear some bars. One thing I have asked a few rappers who have come into studio is, are you focused on rhythm or like the poetry first? What comes, like what feeds the creation?
Honestly, like you want to say it's the best of both worlds, because that's I feel like that's who I am. I mean, like I've been a drummer for like since I was like 10 or whatever.
True.
But,
okay.
You know,
yeah,
beats
yeah.
and all that. You want to get the pop of that, but you also want to get the lyricism. But Open Wound, that track is like, I took all the drums off because I'm like, you know what? I just want everyone to hear what I'm saying. And then it comes out at the end when I'm finished speaking, you know what I mean? I feel like it's a metaphor, whatever the fuck you call it. But
true. Okay. Yeah. That is like an amazing metaphor as well for the drums, especially in hip hop, for the drums to come in after you've finished.
Yeah.
Very symbolic.
It's just me talking. It's like, it's not even like, I don't want to view it as like a hip hop, like it is hip hop, but it's, I just want to talk to you, you know? That's what it is.
Well, I mean, the first thing that struck me was that the fact that like the way that you produce your lyrics or the way that you use words is very rhythmic. So it's interesting to hear that you're a drummer because that makes sense. Everything like serves the bar. The bar doesn't serve the words.
Exactly.
The words serve the bar.
You got me. See, this guy knows what's up. We out here.
Shall we jump into another track? I want to learn more about you, Dallas.
That's
like, yeah. It's good that I feel like I'm learning more about you from your music.
That's what I want, man. This one's called Patience. Let's play that one. This one's cool. This one was produced by my man Susu. You know what's up. He knows what's up. He's the man. Yeah. Yeah. Cause if you're gonna read a book, you start from page one. Try to make sense of the place you came from, the road and the path that had made your day ones. And they changed to day twos, the life lessons and the place that made you, and all the hate that we aim to break through. Player one, press start and play through, seize every day through the pain and make do, right? You gotta be yourself and seek belief, and dreams gotta piece them out. Self-esteem, the way that we see ourselves, but do we even understand who we are? Day by day, I've been taking my time. The way I was raised made a place in the mind, but the brain is a place with a major divide. Can the pain go away? I've been patient enough. As I grow slowly, my words flow free in motion with opening emotionally. But don't quote me, cause I'm still on a journey myself, still working it out. But I've learned that patience is key, rearranging the ways I was raised to believe. Or maybe I'm just wasting my breath, cause honestly I need some relief. Yeah, and everything will be alright, yeah. Yeah, and everything will be alright, yeah. Yeah, and everything will be alright. Yo. I can't turn back time, so in this distress, do we live in regret over things we can't control? If time will tell, when do we find ourselves? Though it seems so hard to grow, seems so hard to know where we go from here. If I'm stuck in between my hope and fear, in the dark, but they say the hope is near. Picking up the phone, but I know that no one's there. Keeping me beneath the surface, I don't need enemies, I can be determined. I put my head down and I chose to behave, but so many times I've been close to the grave. Can you show me the way? Cause I'm frozen in place with so many things I can openly say. But the chain breaks at the weakest link, loose lips, but the ship doesn't need to sink. So can we breathe and see growth? Need no ego to just be me, and it seems the sea grows. Even if I preach my own thoughts, so I can tell me to myself, there's no force to breed some hatred, I need to face it. Spread some love to those I know I've wasted, devoting time to foes, and know to change it, and know to smoke the bros and hope to make it. Yeah. Patience is a virtue. My dad used to always say that, but he did some other questionable things. Yeah.
It's like two sides of the same coin.
Bro, that's my favorite Mellow Down song. Yes.
Well, okay, I do feel like I've learned more about you from that track as well. We were talking before the segment started as well about how you've written a track specifically for today as well. Was that
bro? Okay, so like when I got the email to come in, they're like, oh, you can do three tracks. And I'm like, oh, I don't have a third track that like reflects who I am now. So like I made this beat and I was like, oh, cool, I'll just write to that. And then it all just kind of came out because I was kind of like excited to be here. So like a lot of good stuff came out. So I'm like, oh, cool. So if I mess this up, this is on you guys.
Oh, so you're ending with this track.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
We'll touch that one in a moment. We're not going to go there just
okay.
yet.
Okay.
We got some time.
Okay. What's up?
I want to talk about your production.
All right.
Because you're producing. And that's something that, in music that we like.
I mean, yeah.
Because we were talking before about how, talking about music theory.
Yeah.
And how you're just using samples and like putting things together. I spoke to Jules Akab a couple of weeks ago and I was talking about the same thing.
Yo.
Of like, when you're producing, you're not thinking about like what chord comes next. You're just like putting samples together. Oh, that sounds good.
Press buttons and see what happens.
Have you ever made like an absolute shitter? Like just made a Frankenstein song?
That's my everyday process. Like that's how it goes. Like I feel like it's people need to understand like you're gonna make more shit than you are good, and you like, you know, 1 in 10 that you make is gonna be good or whatever, but it's about like consistency and just keep doing it and learning, and your shit to others doesn't sound as shit the better you get, you know what I mean? So you gotta like drop expectations, bro. Like that's what it's all about, and I feel like that's something I've had to learn in music just this past year. But yeah,
those lessons, because you can, until you like really make something really bad, it's easy to think your good stuff isn't
exactly
good enough as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And bro, I can make a beat like right now, like it'll be sound so good, I'll be like, bro, I made that in 20 minutes, I'm the GOAT, bro, get out my face. But like it's not like that. You gotta like drop your ego and like, because like if you like put all your happiness into like your music stuff and then your music stuff's failing, like, you know, it's like you gotta learn to balance that. It's not always gonna be 100%.
For all the musos out there, maybe try making the worst song you possibly can. Get your ego in check.
Yeah, work get out your what's ego going- in check, bro.
Make that Frankenstein intentionally. Go and choose the worst samples you can.
That's
pressure
from diamonds.
All right,
no, it's diamonds from pressure. Why did I say it backwards? What?
Hey, maybe that's the new bar.
That okay? All right.
Pressure
we'll
from diamonds.
That. We'll go with that.
What I was going to ask is, where can we find your music before we hop into this last song?
Oh, ooh.
Tell us all about your musical.
Should I just plug myself right now?
Yeah, no, aggressively plug yourself.
Yo, okay. So, I'm Dallas Harvey on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, all that. My track Open Wound just debuted like 2 weeks ago or something, I don't remember. You can chuck me on Instagram, The Dallas Harvey. Dallas as in David Dallas. Shout out to you, my bro. And Harvey as in Harvey Norman. I got an offer that at high school. Please don't call in or text saying Harvey Norman. Thank you very much.
Bro, you have said the wrong thing there. You're definitely going to get a text saying that.
Oh, my gosh. I'll find you. I will find you if you text.
Harvey Norman. There we go.
No, I'll put my ego aside. Put my ego aside.
I like how you said Dallas as in David Dallas, not Dallas as in the city in
Bro,
Texas.
Bro, I was going to say that, but I feel like David Dallas is, you know, this is Aotearoa. This is who we are, you know.
I will 100% take that. All right. I will take that.
You know, we are.
You do have a couple of texts. One says, mean.
Oh,
I feel
my
like
gosh.
That's pretty good.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Thanks, bro. You know what's up. Thanks to that guy.
All right, should we jump into this last track?
That's what's up.
Written especially for today.
This one's called Common Sense. Let's go. I'll just plug myself there too. No, I will not make you beats. Yeah, my father always told me use my common sense. It isn't all that common, even though it's common said. Yeah, and no, until I'm in a coffin dead, I took the hand that I was given and accepted if I've gotten less, so I can find some peace of mind. The second you would set me free and be a better man with whatever efforts left of me, the present time, this life of mine will seek to beat the best of me. I've gotta find a reason why I need to keep belief in me. It's like the tables turn, gotta be patient first, learn the lesson and take from how you made it work. It's worth it if you walk away, cause time will make the pages turn. It never mattered if you're placing third or made it first. It's all a part of the journey, we walk a separate path. No parents' presence, I may not have had a pleasant past, but in the present I never fold with these deck of cards. I gotta keep that gratitude given, I've had a second chance. Yeah, shout out Chris RL, shout out Susu, you know what's up. Shout out to Cardinga Trust, Navigators, you know what's up. Shout out Chicken Patterns in the studio with me right now, Christabel, you know what's up. Shout out to Gab and Esther Delay. Shout out to my boy Matt at High Street Tattoo, you know what's up. I plugged you, man. I told you I would. What's up? Yeah, I still gotta get my head straight. Stress is on my best days. I always find that I'm holding on to my next pay, looking for some balance in my life. It keeps the pressure on. I know that I will make mistakes and grow to see the pressure gone. No regrets within every second I've ever lost. I owe it to myself to forgive, so I'll be better off and honest with who I am, reflecting on who I was. Except I was just a kid, but never had knew as much. I sought to draw the sword in a battle that I had never fought. I breathe deep, release pressure, heavy thoughts. I take the passage and end up back at the drawing board. It's all a part of plan, the setbacks and second thoughts. Yeah, I wish I could have said goodbye. You may have lost your life, but now you live it through mine. And while I've gotta fight your battles in addition to mine, yeah, I'm forever thankful that you've given me life. It's like that, What's up, 95BFM? That was us.
Dallas Harvey, absolute pleasure having you in the studio. Absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Will. I feel like you know what's up, man.
I feel like you just taught me some shit.
That's cool. That's cool because you can get an understanding of who I am, and I can get an understanding of who you are, and then we can like elevate the human race with understanding. Because understanding is love, bro. That's what's up. We out here.
And we love you, BFM listeners, as well.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you very much. That was a fancy new band.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.